from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. President Donald Trump is embarking on a five-nation Asian trip. During his first stop in Japan, he told U.S. military personnel at Yokota Air Base Sunday that no one, no dictator, no regime should underestimate American resolve.
History has proven over and over that the road of the tyrant is a steady march toward poverty, suffering, and servitude. But the path of strong nations and free people, certain of their values and confident in their futures, is a proven path toward prosperity and peace.
A senior administration official traveling with Trump said that much of his talks with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and other leaders throughout the 13-day trip will center on thwarting Pyongyang's nuclear ambitions. Catalonia's ousted leader and four former ministers turned themselves in Sunday in Brussels following Spain's issuance of a warrant for their arrests. Gilles Djemepe, a spokesperson for the Belgian prosecutor's office, said that they'd received the arrest warrant and could question the ousted leader in the coming days.
In the presence of their lawyers, they were officially notified of the European arrest warrants. In compliance with the Belgian procedure, the Brussels prosecutor's office will seize an investigative charge in order to execute the European arrest warrants.
A Spanish judge issued a warrant a day after she jailed nine members of the region's separatist government pending possible charges over last week's declaration of independence. This is VOA. Climate change is back on the agenda with a global climate conference that starts Monday in the German city of Bonn. Up to 25,000 people are expected to attend the talks. Participants will include diplomats from 195 nations, as well as scientists, lobbyists, and environmentalists. Local news outlets are reporting that several people have been shot at a Baptist church in the U.S. state of Texas, in South Texas to be precise. Television stations report that there are multiple victims and casualties and that there is a large police presence at the church. Airlife helicopters are reportedly also on scene to rush victims to nearby hospitals. Less than a week after eight people were killed by a man who drove a pickup truck into a Manhattan bike path, nearly 50,000 runners participated in the New York City Marathon. Police department had warned people to expect to see increased security. Those cheering the runners on say the increased security presence was noted but didn't dim the experience. President Trump may be away on a nearly two-week trip to Asia, but back in Washington, special counsel Robert Mueller is looking for new details in his probe into possible ties between Mr. Trump's campaign and the Russians, trying to influence last year's election.
It says what the Middle East is really experiencing.
And we will have more on that story coming up. A 10-year-old immigrant girl who with cerebral palsy who was detained after undergoing surgery last month has been released to her family. The ACLU sued the government on the child's behalf after the ambulance taking her to surgery in Texas was stopped at a U.S. Border Patrol checkpoint. Rosa Maria Hernandez had lived in the U.S. since her family brought her to Texas when she was 3 months old. Well, the Israeli military says it has recovered the bodies of five Palestinian militants killed after it destroyed a tunnel leading from Gaza into Israeli territory. Israel detonated the tunnel inside with its territory last week in a rare flare-up along the tense border that has remained largely quiet since a 2014 war between Israel and Hamas. Netflix says it severed ties with Kevin Spacey, the actor, and says it won't be involved in any production of House of Cards if he continues to appear in the show. Spacey faces allegations of sexual misconduct that forced the production of the show to stop. Spacey's publicist cut ties with him on Thursday. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.